surrender. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Ukrainian forces refusing to surrender Mariupol. Russian forces surrounding the southern port city. Five Russian missiles striking Ukraine's western city of Lviv Monday morning. Ukrainian forces pushing back Russia from Kharkiv. In his nightly address Sunday, Ukraine's President Zelensky saying that Russia has intensified shelling of Kharkiv, killing 18 people and wounding 106 in the last 4 days. Kharkiv is the second largest city in Ukraine. President Zelensky also stating that Russia will begin an offensive in eastern Ukraine in the near future. Vitaly Klitschko, the mayor of Kyiv, Ukraine, cautioning residents to not return to the city amid Russia's renewed assault.
Ukrainian police say more than 900 bodies of civilians have been discovered in the area surrounding Kyiv following the withdrawal of Russian forces. The vast majority simply executed by gunfire. Meantime, the capital city has seen a new round of Russian attacks following the sinking of a Russian warship in the Black Sea.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. Mask mandates returning to Philadelphia Monday.
Citing a rising number of COVID-19 cases, Philadelphia health officials have reinstated a mask mandate in all public indoor spaces, including restaurants, bars, and movie theaters. Health officials say the mask mandate will be removed when the city's case numbers return to the all-clear level.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. An increase in the number of migrants crossing the border is expected, with the Biden administration putting an end to Title 42 at the southern border next month. Fox's Casey Siegel has more from Eagle Pass, Texas.
There is a 500-acre pecan farm, and it just so happens to begin where the border wall ends. The owner tells us that the last 6 months have just been insanity on his property, migrants crossing the river and being apprehended at all hours of the day and night.
America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The cost of airfare is expected to rise. Thanks to inflation.
Airline ticket prices are sky high and they are only getting higher. With spring break travel and a jump in the cost of jet fuel, we're looking at ticket prices that are 40% more expensive than January. Jet fuel is doing a lot to increase the cost of travel. It's currently up 40% from the beginning of the year, and estimates show that it will be up 76% this summer. Right now, domestic airfare will cost you an average of $330 per trip. Hopper was not expecting us to hit that number until June. Now they're saying expect a 10% increase to $360 this summer. We are already seeing a near 10-year high when it comes to ticket prices, but it is not slowing travelers down. In fact, travelers are outpacing supply in some instances.
Fox's Madison Allworth. The final season of the hit TV show Better Call Saul premieres. Fox's Michelle Polino has the report.
The final season of Better Call Saul's season 6 first episode is titled Wine and Roses. As we watch the final transformation of Slippin' Jimmy into his well-known Breaking Bad character, Saul Goodman. It airs on AMC and AMC Plus at 9 p.m. Eastern.
New Jersey allowing for the sale of recreational marijuana starting this week.
Recreational marijuana sales start this Thursday for people 21 and over at locations across New Jersey, with some of the state's medical cannabis companies also expected to expand into the recreational market. The pot sales 17 months after New Jersey voters approved legalization in a referendum. The state now poised to become one of the largest cannabis markets on the East Coast, with annual sales projected to top $2 billion in the coming years. As the first state in the New York City area to offer weed, which still remains banned on the federal level. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.